Now on Sports Talk, it's SC Wild with Major Billy Downer of the Department of Natural Resources. Major Downer is here to take your questions about the great outdoors in South Carolina. Give him a call at 888-898-2525. It's SC Wild from DNR on the Sports Talk Radio Network.
All right. Welcome in to another edition of SC Wild here on the Sports Talk Radio Network from the Herndon Chevrolet Studios in Columbia. We welcome in Major Billy Downer to our studios once again. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
Yes, wonderful Thanksgiving. Preparing for the Christmas holidays, of course.
Mm-hmm. Did you mix in a little outdoor activity?
We did. My daughter came home. We got to have some good time of field deer hunting some. Took my... I have to get it right in my head. The future daughter-in-law to take her first deer.
Ooh.
Yep.
How did she? Big time.
Did great.
She like that?
She did great.
Mm-hmm.
She enjoyed it. Did a nice management hunt. We took two does that needed to be taken in an ag area. So she was very excited. Did real good. So we enjoyed it. A lot of fun.
What part of the state were you in?
We were in Sumter County.
Sumter County,
right there where we hunt.
Very good.
Yep.
Very good. So. And of course, it was, I was telling you the story. We were down in the beach area and heard. Early one morning, I don't know if it was Thanksgiving morning or the next morning, but, you know, gunshots going off. And my people were like...
They're freaking out.
We hear gunshot going on out there.
And now, because you're so schooled on this, you were like, it's duck hunting.
I said, yeah, it's duck hunting season, man.
Yeah,
chill out.
That's right.
Is the duck hunting good in the Murrells Inlet area?
It can be. Yeah. I don't know if it's, I mean, awesome, but there's certainly some opportunity there. So mm-hmm. if there's opportunity, a duck hunter's going to find it.
Absolutely.
So they're there.
So we are still in the hunting season,
yep.
And we got some, the waterfowl season ended over the weekend.
Yep. It closed November 30th and will reopen Thursday, December 12th. That's next week.
Mm-hmm.
And will run through January the 31st. So the season now can run through the end of January by the federal regulation. So we're pushing it from December 12th through January 31st. So Thanksgiving, cooler weather. It was cold where you were, I'm sure.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You were at the beach, but it was still a little cool, I'm
yep.
sure.
Mm-hmm.
Colder weather, saw some fair numbers of ducks around the lakes, especially Lake Marion, waterfowl impoundments in the Rimini area, which has kind of become our little Arkansas. Saw increased numbers of ducks, large numbers of ringnecks were the mainstay. Ringnecks have become the mainstay for a while now.
I want to ask you a quick question. You mentioned it's become our little Arkansas.
Yes.
So I know of hunters who go to Arkansas
sure.
for duck hunting.
Sure.
Do we find people coming in from out of state?
Well, no. When I say it's just kind of our – when we say Little Arkansas, it means it's got lots of ducks. The area around Lake Marion and the Rimini area of Sumter County into Clarendon County there is next to Lake Marion, has in the upper lake toward the swamp, has become very – a lot of impoundments have been built, a lot of habitat created for waterfowl, wintering waterfowl. Flooded fields, ag fields, corn being produced just like you would for a farm, except it's being flooded for ducks. So a lot of clubs in that area where folks can purchase a blind or be able to go hunting there, pay to hunt. So it has become a big center for ducks. If you want to know what the ducks are doing, kind of everybody wants to know kind of what are the ducks in Rimini doing. That'd
yeah.
be a good idea because they're hunting the ponds. The ducks are going to go off the ponds. They're going to fly onto the lake where potentially the public may have an opportunity at them as well. So basically, a lot of folks kind of want to keep an eye on what's Rimini doing, what are the ducks doing. Because if the ducks are there, they're going to disperse across the state, basically.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those areas that's got a lot of ducks right now. So large numbers of ringnecks there with some gadwall and widgeon following up. A lot of widgeon this year on the Rimini area, which surprised me. Haven't seen large groups of widgeon in a long time. But again, the difference this season than last season, this winter, basically, that we're in fall, is we didn't have a whole lot of rain this fall. We had kind of a drought period, so a lot of local swamps are dry, so that old mainstay wood duck that the typical South Carolina hunter likes to go shoot, hard to find water. If you can't find water in the backwater areas, it's hard to find wood ducks. So a lot of dry areas, some of the swamps are not flooded out, so wood ducks may be hard to find. But if you can find a backwater area, you're going to find the wood ducks because they're going to find that water.
Mm-hmm.
So also another thing, you know, in the again, Lake Marion, you have the hickory top green tree is not flooded this year. That's about 400 acres of bottomland hardwoods that gets flooded. That's been a tremendous area for folks coming from all across the state. And I mean from Aiken to Rock Hill to Greenville, all the way there from Charleston, all the way up to come to that walk-in Category 2 area. And it is not flooded this year because we have to not flood it every so many years so that the oaks don't die. The Biomeda, everybody thinks about that in Arkansas, is beginning to see a die-off in some of their trees because they kept flooding so much. And they're supposed to not flood every so many years so that those trees don't, oaks aren't meant to live underwater.
Uh-huh.
Now, they're in the wintertime, but if you flood them too much, it will cut them back and it actually can kill the tree. So we're using the management plan that was put in place when we started, and this is the year it's not flooded. So, again, another area that folks can't go kill wood ducks. So just makes it a little tougher. Wood ducks are going onto these private ponds, finding food. And again, a lot of times wood ducks will roost on these ponds. But again, if you go on the lake, these birds go out to the lake to rest and loaf as well. So that was the waterfowl season for the public, for the most part, in the Midlands area here. Top waterfowl area for our management areas, though. We got some numbers in from this past week. The top waterfowl area for opening week was Bear Island East with an average of 4 ducks per man, even. No point duck there, 4 ducks per man.
Mm-hmm.
Blue-winged teal was the top duck in the bag with green-winged teal at a distant second and northern shovelers in third. The Cape at Santee Coastal took second place with an average of 3.5 ducks per man. The Cape management, the Cape is improving, getting a lot better. A lot of I talk about our technicians, our biologists work very hard on our management areas, coastal areas particularly, to maintain these wintering waterfowl habitat. And the Cape is getting better again. It was one of the stars, and Bear Island's been doing great as well. But the Cape coming back, 3.5 ducks per man. Top duck in the bag again was blue-winged teal. So the coast saw a lot of blue-winged teal. Northern shoveler and gadwall and widgeon were close in there. Northern shoveler in second, gadwall and widgeon close for third.
What is the northern shoveler?
The northern shoveler is a spoonbill. Looked like a big spoon on the end of the bill.
Okay.
Big wide bill. They basically take that bill in the mud and sift through that mud to find seeds and food.
How about that?
Yes.
And they call it the northern shoveler. Does it come from the north?
Yes.
Yeah.
I really don't. That's a good question. Everybody's always asked, why is it called the northern shoveler? Is there a southern shoveler? No, there's not.
Right, right.
It's the northern shoveler.
So he's coming from the north.
Probably the first time it was ever seen, it was seen in the north, and the person who named it called it the northern
shoveler. The northern shoveler. Gotcha.
So that's our duck season for a wrap up there. Deer season still open through January 1st. Deer season with Thanksgiving, we had some cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten warm again a little bit, and it's cold. It's cool. The colder weather moving in now, between now and the end of the season, should wake some bucks up again. Our rut's hard. Everybody talks about when the rut is in South Carolina, and the rut generally is end of October, 1st of November. But bucks will still be looking for does throughout the season at different times. You can still find a new nice buck in the late season if you keep hunting when everybody else stays home.
Mm-hmm.
What you find between after Thanksgiving to Christmas, you're really dedicated deer hunters get going, but a lot of folks drop off.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get out there and stick with it, keep your feeding regimen up, you'll see good bucks and see good deer. Dove season closed the weekend after Thanksgiving as well. It does not reopen until after Christmas on December the 28th and runs through January 31st. So a little change there. We talked about that with dove season changes. Our third and final segment of the dove season does not open until after Christmas on December 28th and will run through January 31st again. The federal government allowed the season to run longer to the end of January, so the department pushed the season to the end of January to give opportunity for potential of birds, migratory birds moving in the cold weather in January to have some good hunting. Some of my most memorable dove hunts in my youth were on cut bean fields in January when it was 10, 15 degrees and your hands are freezing. You go in the truck and you're sitting there trying to unthaw your hands and fingers, tips are just hurting. Some of my coldest days have been dove hunting, not duck hunting, which is kind of funny.
What's more popular in the state, duck hunting or dove hunting?
I would say both. A lot of your duck hunters are dove hunters.
Mm-hmm.
Dove hunting is probably one of the best family pastimes because it comes in September, when it's warmer. Folks can barbecue, have a big time, go out and have a big meal, go out in the field, come back, have a meal. Duck season, when it gets cold and you're on the water, that limits your access. Folks got to have a boat to get out there. So a lot of folks feel a little intimidated by waterfowl as far as identifying waterfowl, too.
Mm-hmm.
You got to identify the different species of ducks, know what the limits are, and that intimidates a lot of folks. So probably dove's more popular.
And dove, you get to use your dog.
Well, dove and duck. Oh, yeah.
You can have the dog will help you with the duck, absolutely. Even if the duck falls out in the middle of the water.
That's what the Labrador Retriever is made for, retrieving that duck in the water. Or the Chesapeake Bay Retriever for those Chesapeake folks out there who don't want to snub anybody. Or the Boykin Spaniel because they're out there waiting for me not to mention that.
You got one of each?
I do not.
Yeah.
I have a Labrador Retriever. Mm-hmm. I have my son and his soon-to-be bride. They have a Boykin.
Mm-hmm.
We do get to see Boykins from time to time. And one of my best friends is a trainer. Kim Partman trains Boykin. So a lot of good dogs out there, and most retrievers love the water.
Mm-hmm.
So duck hunting is part of their game. And if you do any of the fun stuff I've done with the dog training now and do some of the hunt tests, you're training with live ducks or with real ducks.
And which meat do you prefer, the dove meat or the duck meat?
I was going to say my family would say dove number one. But duck's up there, too. We love a good duck breast marinated, wrapped in bacon. It's awesome.
Yeah, you brought us that one time.
Yes, I did.
That was good. Tastes like chicken.
The doves.
Just like alligator. Yes. Alligator tastes like chicken.
No, not so much. But, doves, duck, deer right up there. Probably doves first, deer second, and then duck behind that.
Mm-hmm.
But remember this for dove season. The legal time to top sow wheat has ended. That ended November 30th. So you can no longer top sow wheat and hunt over it for doves.
Okay.
So.
I'm done with that. I am finished top sowing my wheat.
That's it. That's it for the hunting update for now. We can start getting into one of the most popular segments every year.
Sure.
Christmas for your outdoorsman. Looking up again, looking up on the computer, talking to some of the stores. What are the most popular gifts for the hunter in your home?
I recognize some of these.
Some of these are going to be returners, no doubt. But number one is one that people often forget, and I don't do, but I need to. And it's a simple gift. It's a hunting bag or a backpack.
Mm-hmm.
Every hunter needs a good bag to take their stuff with them to the blind. Whether they're deer hunting or duck hunting, a good backpack is a must. It'll hold binoculars. It'll hold an orange hat, thermocell, which is great for mosquitoes in this state.
Mm-hmm.
Food, water, snacks, your phone, whatever. It's flashlights. A hunting bag is a great idea. A lot of folks pack their hunting bag for deer season, and they keep it packed, have their shells, extra shells in it, whatever, and they take that to the stand. That way they never forget anything. And I'm famous for forgetting either my flashlight or my face mask or my thermocell. So you put all that in the bag, keep that bag by the door when you go deer hunting, put the bag over your shoulder, go to the stand. Pull the bag up with you, just like you pull your rifle up in the stand afterwards. You pull the bag up with it, and you've got everything you want. The APS Outdoors Pursuit Hunting Pack or Day Pack is kind of a popular item right now. It's a great buy at Sportsman's Warehouse here in Columbia, or you can go to Amazon and you find them anywhere from $45 to $75. So I call it a medium range gift. It's not expensive.
Yeah,
to get a nice camouflage backpack for folks that they can use. Great gift item this year. Kind of a new idea. A lot of people are doing it. I need to start doing it too.
Mm-hmm.
But the hunting bag or backpack is a great idea.
Okay.
Number two, always a favorite. Good set of binoculars will always stay at the top of my list. And they're yours for sports, for hunting in the field. Again, too many hunters use their rifle scope to look at game and identify the target. Find a good set of binoculars. Buy them. Take them hunting with you. Use your binoculars to identify your game, not your scope. Because if you point that rifle at something that's not the animal you thought it was, you may have just pointed a loaded rifle at someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So use a pair of binoculars. 8x42 to 10x42 is a great pair of binoculars. Vortex Crossfire binoculars are on sale right now. Saw that online at Cabela's for $139. Or you can still find the Nikon Pro Staff 7s for around $150 to $169. On Amazon or at Cabela's Bass Pro or your local hardware store.
Mm-hmm.
Nikon binoculars are great. You can, of course, go even more expensive. You can buy, you got Nikons. I noticed that.
Yep, Nikons.
Brand name guy.
These are for bird watching.
Or
watching football games. You can go find
Loophole binoculars, Vortex. Again, so many brands out there. Go to Swarovski, Zeiss. You can get up there in the $2,000 range.
Ooh, really?
but you can get them down for $150. So great gift item.
All right, hold that thought. We'll come back with more of your thoughts for the holidays for the gift buyer. SC Wild on Sports Talk. Be right back.
Now on Sports Talk, it's SC Wild with Major Billy Downer of the Department of Natural Resources. Major Downer is here to take your questions about the great outdoors in South Carolina. Give him a call at 888-898-2525. It's SC Wild from DNR on the Sports Talk Radio Network.
All right, back we are. Final few minutes. If you have a question for the captain, I'm sorry, the major. Daggummit.
Got demoted again.
I got that stuck in my head. It shouldn't have been.
I'm done.
If you have a quick question for the major or comment about anything he's talked about, 888-898-2525. We can jump you right in to talk with him. But back to the gifts for the outdoorsman for the holidays.
Another great gift item. We talked about hunting bag or backpack, binoculars. We've talked about this before, game camera. Every deer hunter needs a good game camera. Most of them have older models, and if you're like me, you're too cheap to buy a new one. I'll admit it. But the new wireless game cameras have dropped a lot in price this year. Cabela's today has the Stealth Cam wireless trail camera for only $149. This camera sends pictures straight to your phone through an easy downloadable app on your smartphone.
Uh-huh.
Of course, you got to pay for the service, but those plans have also come down. The basic plans, like $8 for, I don't know, 2,000 pictures, and you can get as many as a whole meg of pictures for $20. More than I will get what my camera will take,
uh-huh.
And I got a lot of deer in a month. So the plans are pretty reasonable. I think about $14, you get 6,000 pictures for a month, and that's a pretty good plan. And you can cut it on and off as you like. So if you've got a deer hunter in your family and you want to give them something special, get them one of these wireless game cameras. The Stealth Cam comes for $149, downloadable app for both a iPhone and Android devices.
All right.
So it's a great item there. Kind of goes with the modern thing with that wireless theme too. That's number three. I'm going to go back to rangefinder. We talk about rangefinders, a great option for hunters, particularly with folks doing the long distance shooting today. Folks that like to sit in a long field, large field, they need to know their ranges. You get what you pay for. You can get them for as low as $150. You can get them for over $1,000. But there is a basic model for around $127 to $150. It's a basic good model. The Bushnell Bone Collector still out. The 4x20 rangefinder, I found it on Amazon for $127.95. It's a great buy for the money. Simple rangefinder. You just point and click, and it'll give you your range. So that's a great item there. I'm always going to keep the tree stand safety harness in there because I can't help but keep people safe. If you love the person that's deer hunting in your family and they're climbing a stand, buy them a tree stand safety harness, particularly if they're using lock-ons. They like to use archery equipment. Get that tree stand safety harness. Bass Pro's got the Hunter Safety System ultralight vest, brand new, camouflage, on sale, $79. You can combine the safety line system, the lifeline system with it for $30. And you have a great gift idea for right at $100 that'll keep your loved one hunting for years to come. Keep them safe from the ground to the stand and back to the ground again.
Makes sense.
So tree stand, safety harness, and a lifeline system. This one is just a great gift, whether it's one you put in a stocking stuffer for a little couple dollars, or you get a really nice one. A good flashlight is a must. It'll always stay again on my best gift idea. A lot of great LED lights out there ranging in price from $10 to over $100.
You gave me one time.
Yes,
little
I did.
Pin
little
light.
Stream light.
I love
sure
that
did.
Thing. Yeah, I use that all
it's
the time.
It's awesome. And they actually have that little pin light now, and that's the one I gave you is rechargeable.
I love it.
You plug it in, charge it in, charge it.
Unbelievable
charge it back
light
up.
Comes out of it, too.
And it has a variety of going from low to high.
I look into my neighbor's windows at night with it.
Okay. Let's don't go crazy with it.
You could use it for that, though.
Of course, every hunter likes to have a rechargeable light. You can get a stream light rechargeable. Again, you can get them in that little size for $30 or go up to $160.
Mm-hmm.
In and out with camouflage coat. A good piece of camouflage is always a great gift idea. Drake's a top seller. Browning, but you can also go out there and get Habo, local brand from South Carolina, a little cheaper. You can find those at retail stores around South Carolina. But any good camouflage clothing, good pullover, great item for Christmas. And we'll continue at our next show. We'll finish out our list.
Thank you, sir.